Move Brasil extends credit to taxi and ride-hailing drivers, could boost car sales. Move Brasil unveils a new credit program aimed at taxi drivers and ride-hail drivers, offering affordable financing to unlock a wave of new vehicle purchases. The policy features a broad slate of eligible models from major brands such as BYD, Fiat, Jeep, Citroën, Peugeot, Toyota, Nissan, GWM, Volkswagen, Chevrolet and others, with a focus on practical, efficient options including hybrids and electrics. Analysts say the key challenge will be credit approval and how quickly lenders can process applications for a large pool of borrowers. If rolled out smoothly, the initiative could lift vehicle sales and accelerate fleet renewal, reshaping Brazil's auto market in the coming months. Move Brasil offers cheap credit to taxi and ride-hail drivers to boost car sales. Many brands and models qualify, but affordable financing success depends on credit approvals and could lift overall sales. Carmakers may fight for customers, sparking a price war. They favor entry cars, hybrids, and electric models with discounts and trade-ins. Move Brasil opens credit for rideshare drivers and taxi operators. Key facts and scope. Move Brasil starts releasing subsidized credit today for taxi drivers and ride-hailing drivers. The program targets vehicle purchases up to R$150,000 and pools roughly R$30 billion in credit. It involves 11 automakers and 42 eligible models. Government data show the effort is aimed at boosting car sales, while broadening access to financing for professional drivers. Officials note that if the credit is approved smoothly, the initiative could support as many as 180,000 to 200,000 vehicle deliveries in the coming year. Eligible vehicles and brands. The program covers light vehicles that run on flex fuel ethanol and gasoline, flex hybrids, and electric or ethanol-powered cars. Pure gasoline or diesel-only models are not eligible. Participating brands include BYD, Fiat, Jeep, Citroën, Peugeot, Toyota, Nissan, GWM, Volkswagen, and Chevrolet, among others. In total, 42 models are eligible under the scheme, with prices and discounts varying by model and dealer. Financing terms and costs. Financing terms feature a monthly rate of 0.99% for men and 0.91% for women, with financing stretched over up to 72 months and a grace period of up to 6 months before the first payment. Financial analyses suggest the program can meaningfully cut the cost of borrowing. For a typical R$100,000 vehicle with a 50% down payment and a 24-month balance, the financial charge is notably lower than a standard market loan. The package also includes government-backed risk sharing through the FGI Peak program, which can cover up to 80% of the credit risk. Market outlook and industry response. Industry forecasters say the program could lift auto sales, though the main hurdle will be credit approvals and the ability of lenders to process applications efficiently. If these procedures run well, the sector could see substantial gains in annual volumes, potentially adding a significant number of sales in the near term. An industry group has signaled the year's previous outlook could be revised higher as the program formalizes. Analysts estimate the broader impact will depend on whether the purchases are catalytic or simply advance planned orders. Early indicators from manufacturers and industry associations show enthusiasm but caution on execution risk. The broader market has already seen price adjustments as automakers respond to the subsidy by offering targeted discounts on eligible models. Conclusion. Move Brasil's subsidized credit program stands as a strategic policy designed to unlock investment in fleet renewal and expand financing access for taxi and ride-hail drivers. By offering affordable terms on a broad mix of eligible models from hybrids to electrics across multiple brands, it aims to widen options while maintaining affordability. The program's success will largely depend on rapid and reliable credit approvals and the capacity of lenders to process a large volume of applications, aided by government-backed risk sharing through FGI Peak. If implemented smoothly, the initiative could drive substantial gains in vehicle sales and accelerate fleet renewal, potentially reshaping Brazil's auto market in the coming months. The policy could also spur price competition as makers respond with targeted discounts and trade-ins. Yet execution risks remain: administrative bottlenecks, qualification hurdles, and ensuring subsidies reach the intended drivers. In sum, Move Brasil has the potential to deliver meaningful benefits for drivers, dealers, and manufacturers, but its eventual impact will hinge on implementation efficiency and broad accessibility. Frequently asked questions: how does Move Brasil credit help taxi and ride-hailing drivers? It offers subsidized credit with low rates and easier approvals for taxi and app drivers, backed by a government program. It includes up to 80% risk coverage through FGI Peak, a 72-month loan, and a grace period of up to 6 months. Vehicles must be up to 150,000 RIs. Which vehicles are eligible under Move Brasil? 11 automakers and 42 models are eligible. The program covers flex, hybrid, and electric vehicles. Price cap is 150,000 RIs, with many entry and compact models included. How could Move Brasil affect car sales in Brazil? It could boost sales by about 180,000 to 200,000 vehicles in the next year if credit is approved smoothly. It may speed up fleet renewal and push more drivers to switch to newer, safer cars. What are the financing terms for borrowers? Interest is 0.99% per month for men and 0.91% per month for women. Financing runs up to 72 months with up to 6 months of grace. Cars up to 150,000 RIs qualify, with a heavy emphasis on flex, hybrid, and electric models. How does Move Brasil affect fleets and rental cars? Cheaper credit can make owning a car more appealing than renting one. Rentals account for about a quarter of taxis and ride-hail vehicles, so better financing could shift drivers toward ownership and speed up fleet upgrades.